Well, there is an awful, awful story from Alabama where 9 children have been killed in a car accident. Harley Carnes, how do you even begin to explain this?
Well, this was just an awful tragedy because Claudette, which had been a tropical storm, was then a depression, but still a big rainmaker, covered the roads with too much water. And there were a lot of people, a lot of cars on Interstate 65. Someone hit the brakes. Cars couldn't stop. They hydroplaned on the water. And bang, you had burning cars on the road, including a van full of these children. They were from a youth home for abused or neglected kids, and they were on their way back from the beach. They'd been there for a week, a relaxing time, and then all of a sudden, most of them, I guess, died in the flames in this collision. There were, you know, a number of other people who were injured. All the kids were ages 4 to 17. The Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch, a youth home for troubled kids. So it's a terrible, terrible story. 13 people in Alabama died to storm-related accidents. Tree fell on a couple of people and things like that. In the meantime, the Claudette has strengthened into a tropical storm once again after crossing across Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina back into the ocean, headed out. We won't see her again. She'll wind up in Canada.
My Lord, we can only pray for those poor children. Now, Harley, from that tragedy in Alabama to a major sports story in the United States, which impacts one of our own, and that's Australia's highest paid athlete, Ben Simmons. He's had a shocker in the NBA Finals, and it's led to one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Magic Johnson, saying this.
Ben, it's time for a change. He can't recover from this. The locker room won't recover from it. Yeah, he's got to be somewhere else.
It's over.
Because the locker room is over with. Yeah, people aren't going to trust him.
Locker room and the fans.
And the fans.
Just explain what went wrong with Ben Simmons.
That's a very good question. I mean, Ben was the number one draft choice in 2016, considered one of the premier players in the league. But his stock is definitely sinking fast. He bombed when his team needed him the most. The Philadelphia 76ers lost in Game 7 of their playoff round to the Atlanta Hawks. Simmons scored 5 points in the whole game. He's used to scoring 5 points every quarter for sure. Afterward, he said he's going to take some time off to get his mentals right. What he's really saying is the pressure got to him and he stunk up the joint, folded under pressure, which was pretty clear to see. When things get hot, you don't have to be Michael Jordan. You can be Shaq O'Neal. You can be Magic. Magic was a perfect example. He would have said, give me the ball. Mm. I want the ball, you know, for sure. Simmons didn't take a shot in the fourth quarter, not one. So Magic there was saying the Sixers need to trade him. Shaq O'Neal, by the way, said he would have knocked him out. That's the big guy's way of encouraging a teammate to do better.
Yeah, he's yet to confirm if he'll represent Australia at the Tokyo Olympics in basketball. We wish him well because he's obviously got some struggles. Harley, we'll catch up tomorrow.
All righty, thanks.
Harley Carnes joining us from the U.S.